So a great deal of his money was spent that way. he made bricks in a can. And at first, I guess he brought the know-how from the old country.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my mother had a pretty good education for that day and time.
What would you say about
Well, more than that, she studied physics, and she had French courses, and knew algebra and geometry, and we'd call it high school now.
Mm-hmm. It was a private girls' school that she went to?
Well, it was, yes, it was. The boys went to one school, and the girls went to another. And she got a license to teach, and came over here to teach, and met my father.
Mm-hmm. Where was your father born?
Well, he was born in this county and lived in this community.
Oh, he was born right
Free Run.
Up,
yeah.
Right up at Free Run.
Yes. And he lived in this community. She didn't meet him till after Christmas and married him in June. I said to her once, "Well, Mama, you hardly knew him." She said, "Yes, but I knew I was getting a good thing when I got it."
What do you know about your father's education? Did he have as much as your mother?
No, he did not. He went to school very little because it was a big family, and his father was dead. He's the one that was in the Civil War and died shortly after.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother got along the best way she could. I think she had nine children.
Gosh.
And he wasn't the oldest, but he had the longest head.
Yeah.
And it didn't take him long to be the head of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his mother depended on him a lot. She thought what Lewis said was right.
Mm-hmm.
And
what sort of work did he do?
Well, he farmed.
Mm-hmm.
He was quite a good farmer. In fact, he was one of the most outstanding men in this community. Whenever anybody got in trouble, they went to him to see how, the best way to get out.
how much land did you grow up on? Did you have a pretty good sized farm? Or?
Well, he owned a small farm, but he bought a lot of land here, there, and elsewhere. And he rented a large place. They called it the place. And they were Jews from New York. So they didn't come down here often.
Mm-hmm.
And he just rented that place, and we grew up on it, hardly knowing whether it was ours. Or and he did farm on a large scale. And he sent three children to college at the same time.
Gosh.
So
must have been a pretty successful farm.
He did pretty well. He had a son at the University of Mississippi. And my sister and I had quit with college all at the same time.
What, you mentioned some about your grandparents. See, on your mother's side,
They were, my grandfather was Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And I never saw him, you know, he died before my mother even came over here to teach.
Would you know about his education?
Well, I think he was a well-read man.
Uh-huh.
But he probably did got it on his own. He must have been he believed in education. He sent his children, insisted on their going, not only to school, but to Sunday school and to church, and insisted on that going.
What about your grandmother on your mother's side?
Well, now, she died when my mother was quite young, but she was from Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And probably was quite different